I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine.
And Caroline.
FOMO. My friend texted me the other day, so I told my story, actually, and was like, I think this is my first FOMO. And I thought it was the funniest thing ever. Just the term FOMO is hilarious, but it is also such a valid feeling, and we can throw it around as a joke. Like, our friends went skiing this weekend, and someone posted a picture, and I swiped up, and I was like, I'm having a FOMO, I'm having a FOMO, I'm having a FOMO. But, like, I wasn't actually having a FOMO. It was just, like, a term. Like, would it be sick to be there and, like, skiing with them? Yeah, absolutely. But am I, like, sitting here screaming, crying, and throwing up because I wasn't skiing with them? No. But have I been in times, like, screaming, crying, throwing up because I had to miss out on something? Absolutely.
Yeah, FOMO is real. The fear of missing out. And I think it's a super common feeling. Everyone's experienced it. I think we wanted to talk about this because there was an episode recently. Maybe you remember what it is. I don't remember exactly what it is. But you said that you don't think that you feel FOMO much these days. And I also think that I don't feel FOMO as much as I probably did in high school or, like, 5 years ago.
Maybe the X episode?
Anyway.
Yeah, I guess I don't feel FOMO. And I think, again, it goes back to, like, the ick episode. I feel like FOMO gives the same vibe as an ick in the sense of when sometimes you feel it and it's so intense and, like, nauseating.
No, literally.
For lack of a better word. But other times it's just, like, a silly thing or doesn't even, or it's a term that you have no emotional attachment to. And I think the difference in it feeling really intense and having no emotional attachment to something like FOMO is where you're at with yourself and the level of security and, like, confidence you have. Mm-hmm. So much goes back to just, like, a baseline level of confidence. It's insane. And again, confidence, our recipe for confidence, being secure in yourself, trusting yourself, respecting yourself creates confidence in you. Mm-hmm. Confidence isn't some, like, thing you can take a pill for, like, eat or, like, buy. Yeah. It comes from those foundational habits of just, like, being good with yourself, being okay with yourself. And it's going to radiate this energy of confidence, and it's going to take over these emotions like FOMO or, like, getting the ick and just make them seem silly to you.
Yeah. Yeah, but FOMO can be such an intense feeling sometimes. I don't think I've felt intense FOMO in a long time, which is a pretty good thing, but I do know what it feels like. I definitely think more when I was younger. I'm thinking back probably in high school. I think that's probably like maybe high school, maybe beginning of college. I felt way more FOMO or way more intense FOMO about things. Whereas now I'm like, oh, that looks really fun. I wish I was doing something like that. But like, I don't feel those intense emotions. And those emotions that can be attached to FOMO are extreme jealousy, feeling jealous about whatever position you think somebody else is in or whatever else they're doing, feeling super excluded, which can then lead to like low self-esteem and obsessing over like having obsessive thoughts over why, like, I feel like it's so excluded from this. Why am I like, why don't people like me? It can really spiral into a ton of negative thoughts. Dissatisfaction about your own life. If you're starting to feel like other people are doing more or they're more included, they're not getting excluded in the same way, they're hitting different milestones in life that you don't think you are. Because FOMO can happen for a lot of reasons too. It's not just I see this group of people hanging out without me, but it can be like feeling like you're missing out on certain elements of life. If you see other people hitting so-called milestones, you know, maybe other people are in relationships, maybe other people are graduating college, maybe other people are buying a house, and like you're just doing different things with your life at that time. Even if you are super secure with your life, it of course brings up those questions of like, oh, am I missing out by not being there, or why am I not there and they're doing those things, even though you probably don't see the things that you're doing that they aren't. So because of that, you can also feel like a dissatisfaction about your own life.
Before we get carried away with the topic of FOMO, highs, lows, and goals for the week, and make sure you are following at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram, adding Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Kinnean, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. Links are down below. Get an inside scoop on podcast stuff and just like a visual into our lives and everything we talk about. We love chatting with you guys on there too. And the link for merch is below. So if you want an Impress Yourself hoodie, an Impress Yourself beanie, hit it with a bundle. You know the drill. Click the link. Do your thing. Highs, lows, and goals for the week. What is your high of the week?
I think I'm thinking about this because FOMO is definitely a very social thing and we're talking about social things. But I definitely feel like this past month or two that I've been back in Boston, back in school, we've been pretty good about like doing activities with friends, but also I've been really enjoying like going out for dinner and drinks. We went to like, we tried a new restaurant with our girlfriends recently that no one had ever been with before, like a cute French place. People are definitely down to make reservations and like actually go to a nice restaurant, which is a nice break from the typical week to week when you can kind of dress up a little bit, let the rest of like school or work or life or anything go and just like hang out with your friends and go get some good food and a fun drink or something like that. So my highs, I feel like we've been doing a bit of that, which is really nice.
Wait, my low was going to be that I haven't seen my friends a lot.
Okay, well, maybe we're on different pages.
We are on different pages. I feel like we'll jump to the low. I feel like I've been so busy and just like exhausted. I know I talked about this a couple weeks ago with like canceling plans with someone that I genuinely did want to see, but it would have sent me absolutely over the edge. Yeah. And it was a good call that I canceled the plans, but I'm still like really upset that I had to cancel the plans. That said, I also just feel like I haven't seen my friends a lot or spent like quality time with them. Again, I see them like once or twice a week and spend time with them once or twice a week and have the time of my life. But my typical, like I'm used to seeing them way more. Or like I'm used to feeling like I'm seeing them way more or not being absolutely drained when I do see them and being able to like actually spend quality time with them. So that is my low of the week. And I guess like the past month, it's also just a result of everyone's kind of busy right now.
Yeah.
And we've had some like really great times with the entire group, which is huge. And that doesn't always happen just because it's like a 10 person friend group and everyone's kind of doing different things at different times. So that's amazing and incredible, but I feel like overall I haven't spent as much time with my friends as I would like to, yeah, or seen friends outside of my like immediate core friend group because I just don't have the time or energy to see those extra friends that are maybe take a little bit more effort and energy to like plan and hang out with. Yeah. You know, you can't pull up wearing a beater fit and being like half-assed energy and still like be enjoyed by your friends and like have an enjoyable time yourself. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Interesting concept. My high of the week is that I don't know if I've said this in an episode before, but I saw one of my like friends, I guess, at the gym last year, every time we would like go at 5 a.m. together. And so we would see each other like in the locker room in the gym, you know, you say hi, you make small talk. That's the gig. And then I went away and came back, hadn't been hitting the 5:30 a.m. gym sessions. One day I went at 7, I was walking into the gym while she was walking out, and we were like, oh my God, hey, how are you? Like, had a little bit of a catch up, and that was just like a sick thing. So yeah. To be reminded of those like one-off connections that like we don't actually know each other, like hang out outside of the gym, but it's just such a fun activity to be like, oh my God, hey, like how are you, what's new, all, you know.
Yeah,
a sick thing that people just like one-off connections are kind of fun.
Yeah, that's true. I think my low of the week, so I don't think we've mentioned this on the podcast, but our group of friends, because this is a lot of people's last year of school, we formed an intramural broomball league. And so we have an 11-person broomball team, and we have games scheduled like once a week.
Broomball, for everyone who doesn't know, because I didn't know until the second I pulled up to the ice rink.
It's on the ice, but you're not on the ice.
You're not on skates. It's like shoes on ice. You wear a helmet and you have the stick, and it's not a hockey stick. It's like a stick with a little triangle at the end. It's like, it's really small.
It's like a
and
there's broom, like, but without the bristles.
And there's a little ball, like a, is it like a lacrosse ball?
It's soccer-esque, but it's a little
smaller.
No, it's
like a lacrosse ball. It's like, I think it's smaller than that.
But it's bigger than a lacrosse ball.
So hard. We're slipping up the wazoo.
Yeah, and so.
So funny. We also made an Instagram page for this.
Yes.
It's private. Don't follow it. But we're having so much fun with it. And we'll like post on the Instagram. There are two people in our friend group that aren't playing. One didn't sign up in time to be on the team, but he could definitely just pull up and start playing if he wanted to.
So true.
And another one of our friends tore her ACL, and so obviously she can't play on the broomball team right now. But every time after the game, we'll like make a post or before, and like people will take photos. And one of our friends has started making graphics like,
the team has won.
The team has won. Like, we have a team name. Like, the team has won. Like, this is so funny. And there's, like, sponsors that are, it's just, like, goes so deep. And we're taking way too much pride in, like, an intramural broomball league.
It's a lot. It's so really funny, though. Silly, though. We're making the most of it. But my low is that we're 2 weeks in now. And so we've had two games scheduled, but they've both been scheduled for later on Sunday nights. And both times our team has rolled up, the other team has not shown. And so we have won by forfeit twice. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, look, we're up, we're winning. But, you know, if I'm staying up and I'm getting dressed and I'm getting myself hyped to go.
I'm getting active at 10 p.m. on a Sunday night.
It's been a little bit disappointing that we haven't been able to play an actual game yet. So hopefully that does come soon, except I know that our next game is on Super Bowl Sunday during the Super Bowl. So I don't even think our team is going to show up to that one.
Oh, our team will absolutely be showing up because we're going to watch the Super Bowl in the morning, afternoon.
What are you talking about? It's not that early. I think it's at 5. It's like during
the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Super Bowl is going to be during our broomball playtime.
Why did I think it was 11 a.m.?
But here's the thing.
Does the Super Bowl not happen at 11 in the morning?
I don't know, but I think it's at the same time as our broomball game.
We're probably going to go a whole month of being on this broomball team of winning by forfeit every time, which, you know, circumstances could be worse.
But it's kind of a low to me that I showed up, I trudged over to our school's hockey
rink. It's across the street.
No, but it was in the snow and in the rain, and only half of us went last week, and I was like, I'm doing it, I'm getting our numbers up. And then the other team didn't show, and I was like wet from the snow, and it was just
at least
you
got
sad.
To go to sleep earlier.
Yes,
than
exactly
expected.
Exactly. I didn't want to play at that point too because I was like wet and snowy.
At the end of the day, it's just a bit us taking this way too hard. Our friend who's like the designated team captain because he made the team in the software system, he's like, sense of fat paragraph. He's like, I'm really disappointed in the turnout today. Like, we all committed. We're part of this team. Like, blah, blah. And so I said something, oh, for Super Bowl Sunday, I'm going to make, like, a buffalo chicken dip. He's like, are you sure you want to be eating that on game day? Like, we're trying to get our bodies right for this. Like, first off, we all know me, and it's going to be made with Greek yogurt and, like, celery. So don't worry about that.
My goal for the week is continuing on a social note. I feel like I'm kind of at a point where I'm getting a little bit tired, a little bit not necessarily burnt out, but I definitely feel like when I've been social this past week or so, I've been a little bit distracted, like a little bit tired. And so I want to just be more intentional about giving people undivided attention and like enjoying being social and doing those things without letting whatever, like, stress or tiredness from other things kind of spill into that.
Honestly, I have the same goal. Like, I just need to shut my phone off and turn my brain on when I'm hanging out with people. Yeah. And you know what? Actually make it to the plans. So yes. I guess there's one thing that I don't know of FOMO is because if I had FOMO, I would be just like on my last straw because I feel like I have to go to everything when I just can't without feeling like I'm missing out. So fear of missing out is FOMO. Actually, I put up a question box and someone asked about FOMO for the double take questions and someone asked what FOMO was. So FOMO is
fear of missing out.
The fear of missing out.
All and those that nasty feelings attached with feeling like you are missing out on something.
Most of the time, it's when you aren't invited to something and all your friends are, or you can't go to something and everyone's going to something, or, you know, you see people on social media that are all in the same place or doing the same things and that's not where you're at for whatever reason. Maybe you made the conscious choice not to go and you still feel those things. Maybe you're just not in a position to be in the same position as other people. And regardless, you feel just like kind of you feel anxious and just like bad about yourself. And if you feel bad about what you're doing, because likely if you're not doing something that everyone else is doing, like you are still doing something, whether it be relaxing at home, whether it be putting effort into a different hobby, choosing a different career path, taking a different path than other people. When you feel FOMO, even if the path you're on or the thing you're doing is the right thing for you to be doing in that moment, FOMO doesn't give a shit. FOMO makes you feel like just bad that you aren't in the same spot as others.
Yeah, I think I see FOMO in somewhat two different categories. I think there's FOMO about people who you actually view as your friends, and it's like events that you are not at or things that you see happening that you are not included in. I think that's a really intense piece of FOMO. And then there's also a part where you are just seeing other people who it's events and activities and things that it's not like you would have an invite to, but you're still seeing it and you're feeling jealousy of like not having those same opportunities or circumstances. First type of FOMO is when there's events, social gatherings, whatever it is, and you are seeing people that you actually know in your life doing this. I think this has been the main type of FOMO for the majority of our lives, and I'll get into other aspects of FOMO and why I think that they're exacerbated now, particularly because of social media. But it's hard when there are people who, like, you see as your friends, you think they're your friends, and you're not included in something. It's definitely that definitely hits hard, you know, especially if it's people that you would think to reach out to and you would include. And it's never a good feeling to feel like you are excluded from something, or you might feel jealous of other people who are in that opportunity of like, oh, clearly they like these other people more than me. Why do they choose these other people over me? Why do they like them more than me? And that's like a really tough question. And I think if there was to be an answer to that, I think that there are two things you want to ask if you are continuously feeling this way, especially if it's continuously feeling this way with a certain person or with a certain group of people, is, are these people really my friends? Are they actually treating me like a friend? And if they're not, are these people that I want to continue putting my effort into and seeing them as friends? Because if it's causing you more stress and more anxiety and more jealousy and more of these negative FOMO feelings than they're doing you any good, then that's probably not a beneficial relationship for you to have in your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that is one of the worst feelings you can have in friendships, is when it feels imbalanced and when you question whether or not you're even friends. I think that's a true sign that it isn't a good friendship if you're having to continuously question, are we friends? Because your real friends would never make you feel FOMO, because it would never be secretive if they're doing something without you. Either you were invited, or either it's like a small group niche thing and they're open about it because they're not keeping it a secret that they didn't invite you. And it's not like, it doesn't have these icky feelings attached to it.
Okay, rebuttal. I think I agree with all of that. When you're secure, a lot of it has to do with your feelings about the relationship too. Of course, if your friends are being shitty friends, like that's one thing. If you have good friends, those feelings aren't going to be an option. And maybe you have good friends, you're still feeling like FOMO and those negative feelings and feeling like everyone's out to get you because of past friendships that actually were that way. And so if that's the case, the negative sides of FOMO in that sense can really ruin good relationships that you have. And it's a really frustrating thing if you're always like, they're hanging out without me, like, oh my God, they must hate me. No, maybe they just like something. Like, it doesn't matter. Your friends are allowed to hang out. If you're in a big group, like, you're allowed to hang out in smaller groups. not always a malicious thing.
Yeah.
And if you have good friends and a good friend group, it's not going to feel malicious. If you're exactly. comfortable with yourself and with your friend group, it's not going to feel malicious. Yeah. How many times have our group, like I said, our friend group, 10-ish people, all the girls besides Carol and I live together, all the guys live together. That just means for sometimes we'll naturally end up hanging out with a few of the guys without the other girls. Sometimes they'll hang out with them. Sometimes all the girls are they live together. They hang out all the time. Yeah. You know, sometimes half of us are hanging out. Sometimes half of us are doing other things. It just happens naturally. It is what it is. And there, no one gets upset if half the group or parts of the group are hanging out with each other, because it's not a malicious thing. It's just that's how it happened. Yeah. That's what came to be.
And that's a great sign. But I will say that is not how every single friendship and every single group of friends I've had in my life has felt. I think this is a great situation, and the friends that I have now don't make me feel FOMO, which is a great sign of friendship, which is why when it comes to feeling FOMO with a group of friends, it's not point blank period, they're bad friends, but it's okay, that brings about a couple questions of, are these really my friends? Are these people that I really do want to be my friends? And if those things are true, you actually feel like you have good friendships, then maybe is it a communication issue? Do they think that maybe I'm not interested in doing whatever these things are that they're doing? They think that I don't necessarily want to go out with them. Do they think that I don't want to do the specific activity that they're doing? Because maybe there could be a communication thing there where you guys just need to manage expectations a little bit differently. And maybe there is no ill intent, but they really just don't know that you're available and have the want to do that specific thing with them. That might also be the situation.
It would be exhausting if you have to run every potential plan by every single person in the group and be sure that you're not stepping on anyone's toes. One, because that is just a sign of low-key a toxic friend group or friendship balance, but also it would make it really difficult to actually enjoy those connections and have a good time if you're constantly worrying about am I gonna make this person upset, am I gonna do this. That is not a good sign of a healthy friendship, and it's not a position or mental state that you would want to be in. That's so stressful if you had to make sure you're not upsetting anyone else by just existing as yourself.
No, of course not. But when I think back at times that I felt more FOMO in my life, which I'm thinking back to more honestly, more high school friendships, because I feel that's a time where you don't necessarily have a super secure sense of self. And so obviously you're going to be able to feel FOMO a lot more. But I remember, and there were so many times where I don't think I was friends with the right people and it wasn't actually great friendships, and that was the answer.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Carolyn and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership, so you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
But there was also one situation where I remember when people started having like a lot of house parties and stuff like that in high school. I was never all that interested in drinking in high school. Like I would do it every once in a while, but like I wasn't living for the party, and Catherine wasn't either. And so there was a certain group of people and they just stopped inviting us to things. And I don't think they were the best of friends anyways. But at the end of the day, like when ultimately I brought it up, because I would feel so much FOMO around it because you have Snapchat, everyone's posting everything and you're like, naturally you're going to think, oh my God, these people are having so much fun without me. Why am I not there? Like, do they hate me? Somehow, I guess eventually came up and they were like, well, you guys don't drink. So you're not going to drink with us and you're not going to do that anyways. And I'm like, okay, so maybe there's a bit of a communication expectation thing there, because it doesn't mean that I don't want to still hang out with you guys and have fun. And it doesn't mean that I'm never going to, just because I'm not like obsessed with making those plans and stuff too, you know? So I think sometimes there can be multiple elements to it. But there's also the point that Catherine said about your security with yourself, how now seeing other people doing things that I'm not very interested in doing, because I wasn't really interested in going to a house party with people, even regardless of whether I was or was not going to drink. Like, it wasn't my vibe anyways, but I didn't like the fact that I was left out of it. Now, I think if people are doing something that I don't really want to do at the end of the day, I'm secure enough in myself that that's not going to faze me.
Yeah. I think the security and sense of self, one, to not get upset when you're not a part of something, whether that be because you weren't invited or because you weren't available to be a part of it. When you're comfortable and secure with yourself, that's not going to faze you. You're not going to feel those negative feelings. You're going to feel more positive feelings because you have that space open to focus on something else, whether it's relaxing, whether it's like you're working and that's why you can't go, whether it's like, oh, I'm doing, like, I have so much more free time to like practice a hobby or do something and cross something off my to-do list, whatever it is. I would always feel like I had to go to things even though I didn't want to go to them, because I didn't want to miss out on them. Because what if there was like a funny inside joke that was made and God forbid I miss it? Or what if like, ooh, if I don't go to this one thing, like these people are going to become better friends and I'm going to be kicked out of the group.
Yeah, they're never going to invite
me again. That's not how it works. And if it does, then that's not where you want to
begin with.
Yeah. But I feel like the lack of security and confidence within myself, and like, again, have more like high school or maybe beginning of college, is really hard. And it's so exhausting to be like, I have to go to everything that I'm invited to. I have to like be the best friend of everyone, or else like I don't want to step on anyone's toes. I don't want to like ruin my chances at like staying in this friend group. If you are constantly trying to like prove yourself to stay in a friend group or stay in relationships and connections, and of course this changes as you get older, like high school, no one actually knows what they're doing or like who they are, or friend groups aren't actually built on connections. It's built on, or like actual genuine relationships. It's more built on just like who's around you at the time.
Yeah. And then college things change every year. Like people are just changing really quickly.
Yeah. Even like freshman year of college, like nothing is real. Sophomore year, you're still like, okay, I'm like forming good friendships, but still it's like, what the hell's going on?
I'm in my fourth year and I'm finally like, yeah, I think my life is together now.
Yeah. but my point being, I used to always feel like I had to go to things and like force myself to go to things because of FOMO. And so the negative feelings were about me being at the thing, not about me missing the thing. Oh. It was because like I would so much rather be doing something else or with maybe other people or just like by myself, not at this thing. But I didn't want to miss certain social events or, you know, friend groups hanging out because, God forbid, again, like stupid things like, oh my God, genuinely, I was so concerned that I would miss an inside joke and not be part of an inside joke. And that was going to be like the end of my life. Yeah. And I had to go because what if someone made a funny joke and everyone was laughing and I missed the laugh session? Like, this is not even an exaggeration. This happened so many times. Or if four people were hanging out, and I would think that if I wasn't there and I didn't like accept the plans or put myself into the plans, like, they would immediately become best friends and I could never become friends with them again. Yeah. And I would just like lose any relationships or friendships that I had. So dumb. Yeah. It's not dumb, because obviously like that is the thing that most people experience and feel, but like, be so for real. If people stop being your friend after not going to one social event, like, then they weren't your friends to begin with, and you shouldn't want to be their friends. Yeah.
I think, you know, I've been saying that this is all pretty past tense for me, but I even think now that you've kind of mentioned that, a year and a half ago, a year ago in school, before I was, like, as close with the group of people I'm friends with now, and there were other people that I was kind of hanging out with, but they never felt like they were that good of friends. Like, it always felt somewhat surface level. I would be so stressed about getting the invite to go out with them or getting asked or, like, being a part of the plan, because I felt like I was somewhat on the outskirts enough that, like, I was never embedded in the plans. It was never, like, I'm able to start these plans and reach out with them. And I'm probably not even in the group chat to be a part of it, but I'm just hoping that, like, you know, if I ask around on the outskirts enough that someone will bring me into it. And that is, like, just as bad of a feeling. But I, even knowing that I felt that way, I would still try to get in on things and want to get in on things just for the chance that, like, oh, maybe I'll have fun this time. Even though I never had fun. It was like, oh, but maybe I'll have fun this time. Maybe I'll get closer with them this time. Even though we never really broke through that friendship barrier, because it just looked, not to say that it was bad people, but, like, we just didn't have that type of relationship, and, like, we didn't have that type of connection, versus then other people, you so quickly and so easily can have that sense of trust and have that sense of belonging with them. Whereas other times, like, if you feel like you are pushing social things and trying to push yourself into the circle so much, and you're feeling constant FOMO because week after week you're not sure if you're going to be invited to the plans, that is, like, an awful feeling to have and not a good situation to be in. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm happy that that's not the group that I'm in these days. I also want to talk about how social media contributes to FOMO. When I mentioned high school stuff, I talked about, you know, you see people on Snapchat. That's a really, really strange thing that you see what other people are doing. The fact that people are posting things all the time, I don't use Snapchat these days, so it's more so like if I see things on Instagram, but that might not be right in the moment. And also it's very curated. But then there are things like Snapchat where if you're watching people's stories, it's like right in the moment. You see that they're having a party. You see that people are together. In high school, you would even see people on Snap Maps, right? And so you'd be like, oh, who's there? You would literally know everyone who was there and that you were not. Like, it was just completely visible. That's a very abnormal thing. Like, that is not true. Natural.
I think a lot about our dad when he was growing up. He would be, like, obviously they, like, no one had cell phones. So they would make plans at school and then be like, okay, they would always meet at our dad's house. And they'd be like, okay, meet at Tom's house at like 6 p.m. Friday night, like, gang's all here. And so everyone would go and they'd meet there, and then it'd be time to leave and go to do whatever they were doing. And again, no phones. Like, it's not like they said, oh, at 8:02, we're going to do this and then we're going to go here at like 9:15. Yeah. No, you just, like, were with the group and you all hung out and you made plans and you went to the plans you made. Then this one guy of the group would always be late, always. And he would pull up to the house and all the kids would be gone. And our grandfather would be like, oh, day late and a dollar short again. Day late and a dollar short.
And he would and never then he'd know just, like, where have to go. The kid, yeah. Because you can't track people. They're not posting anything. You don't really know where they are or who they're right. with.
But the thing about that, one, if you weren't invited to the plans, you didn't know about them, so there's no FOMO, there's no hard feelings. It also wasn't that deep, and I feel like it adds a complexity of, like, knowing where everyone is and knowing what everyone's doing and being like, oh, we have to do this, they're doing this. How many times have you seen, like, six people go to this one restaurant or do this one activity, and you're like, they're all doing it, like, I have to do it. Stanley Cups. No one needs that many cups, but because everyone is posting about it, everyone's like, I need this cup. No, it's a vessel for water, like, calm down. Not that deep.
Yeah.
But everyone is like, I have to have it. I literally am shaking. And then a month later, like, Awala comes out and everyone's like, oh my God, I have to have it. The Stanley's so dumb now. Like, you wouldn't know about that if it wasn't for social media. Like, you wouldn't have those intense, nauseating feelings because you don't have the It Girl water bottle if it wasn't for social media. It just makes things so much more difficult. Whereas, like, when our dad was our age, they would make plans, they'd show up to the plans, and they'd execute the plans. And that was it.
I also think it was much more fluid with, like, who was going to be there and who wasn't.
Right. It wasn't like you're starting a group chat.
You're not starting a group chat and texting a specific group of people. Like, you guys are invited, we're doing this. It was just kind of like word got around, or you just knew the local bars and the local venues and places and you showed up because you're not all texting to coordinate it. So you just show up and you see who's there. You know, it was definitely a bit more fluid and there was a lot less room for FOMO because, like Catherine said, even if people are without you, you're not seeing every second of it. You're not seeing them take selfies and take photos and smile and whatever. And smile. That was
strange. You're not seeing them smile.
And so that's one huge piece of the social media puzzle when it comes to FOMO, is seeing in real time people hanging out without you. And then it can also turn into the fear of missing out on that next new product. You know, like in Catherine said, what's the viral water bottle? What's the viral Hailey Bieber makeup routine? What's the next new product? Yeah, what do I need,
like,
to have?
What nail color is
I need
in?
To have the Dyson Airwrap, right? There's all of these things that feel like they suddenly become necessities, and like you're not going to be an it girl if you don't have it, and you're missing out if you don't have it. So it also creates FOMO around things.
And like then, you're not a valid person if you don't have blueberry milk nails and a Stanley water bottle, and you don't Pilates every morning at Core Power Pilates. Okay, at Core Power.
No, wait, it's yoga.
Whatever. There's just these stupid thing, not stupid because everything serves a purpose. If you like Hailey Bieber nails, like, go get Hailey Bieber nails. But if you don't like them, you don't have to go get them. But it creates this idea, and that's just one example of all of these things where you're like, even like the brown cabinets thing where that was going around and people were being like, ugh, you have brown cabinets. Like, shut up. No one's going to like uproot their house, right? Like that's not that deep. Just because someone has white cabinets, someone has brown cabinets, that
it doesn't mean you're missing out on anything, right? In life. Yeah, there's a lot of ways that people can use just because someone is, and things to also
someone's
make
using
you feel
a hydro
like
flask instead of the new Stanley doesn't mean like they're a weirdo loser because they have a high, like, yeah. Shut up. It was stop. Yeah. It's really not that deep. Yeah. But you personally feel, and maybe that's not other people thinking those things about you. A lot of it comes down to like your perception of yourself too, where all these things that you see online, you never would have known about them before because they're not actually of interest to you. Like deep down, genuinely, they're not actually of interest to you. But because everyone on social media is like, this is the nail, these are the nails we're doing, these are the clothes we're wearing, these are the like, whatever, this is what we're doing. You feel like if you don't also do that, you're not valid enough. You're not like with it. You feel so much lesser than when, no, you're just, it's just a different way of living, which everyone is allowed to and should live differently than the current 60 necessity trends that are on TikTok. Like,
so the FOMO that social media brings about is that added level of FOMO that goes even beyond the people that are in your lives. But the FOMO of not having the same lifestyle and not doing the same things as the millions of other strangers that you see online. So now you don't even just have your own circle to compare your life to and to feel left out from, but you have trends to feel left out from, you have purchases to feel left out from, you have life milestones and lifestyles to feel left out from.
I think that, of course, there have been trends from the dawn of time, right? Trends within friend groups, trends within, like, communities. That is normal and valid, and, like, that's just society being society. That's, like, human nature, right? But the difference is that the trends now change weekly, and they're so intense, like blueberry milk nails. Like, you could have the wrong shade of blueberry milk nails. Like, no, that's light blue.
Yeah.
That's light blue.
It's kind of funny how when we think back at different eras of the world, it'll be like, oh, this represents the 60s, this represents the 70s, and you see the trends in those times, but they lasted for that whole decade. They were really big trends. I don't know how people are going to look back at the 2010s and the 2020s in terms of trends, because it's different every week and every month.
Well, you kind of group it based on...
Yeah, of course,
but... Everything is ever growing and ever changing, but now it's just so rapid and so intense that who the hell can keep up with this? I feel like it was so funny when everyone was like, you wanted to be Sophia Richie a week ago, and now you're like... mob wife aesthetic, like mob wife, and then it's gonna be a different, it's gonna be like, ooh, I'm an olive girl, and then I'm a strawberry girl, and like, calm down, just be, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Seriously. We don't need to put these heinous labels on everything. Like, you're not a mob wife, you're wearing fur. Like,
yeah, and so there's a lot of different things to have FOMO now, and so I also quickly want to note FOMO of life milestones, because you can't scroll on social media without seeing a new person buy a house every day, a new person get engaged every day, a new person have a baby every day, a new person graduate from school every year. You're gonna see that by the masses, and it's just abnormal to see life milestones from so many people, the majority of whom are strangers, every single day. And that's naturally going to make you feel bad and compare your own life. Because if you think about your actual circle of people, you have a friend or a family member that gets engaged. You're not necessarily going to compare your life to them because they're an actual person in your life and you're going to be excited for them and you're going to experience that with them. But if you're scrolling your Instagram and every week you see a new person doing that, then that's going to make you feel like you're wrong for not being there and that you're missing out on something. If you see all the people around you on social media being in college and going to school, but you took a different path, even though the people that are directly around you are likely on a different path with you, you now have this whole other group of people to compare yourself to that are strangers. So it really takes the whole situation and then blows it out of proportion, because you not only have the people that are directly in your life to create FOMO in your life, you now have all of these other strangers, and it really is infinite. So we know that FOMO creates all these nasty feelings. We know all of the different triggers for FOMO. Now, how do we minimize it in our lives? Like we said in the beginning, when it comes to people that are directly in your circle, there are some questions to ask about what those friendships actually are and if they're actually serving you. If you're feeling FOMO more in general, about fear of missing out on just life in general and all the different paths that other people are taking, then that is really going to come down to building your own self-esteem and your relationship with yourself. Because if you can focus more on yourself than anybody else, then everybody else's life is going to feel a lot less irrelevant, and you're going to be able to maybe look at it as inspiration more than as comparison. If you can shift your perspective from, why don't I have that? Why am I not doing that? To, how do I do that? How can I have that? If you decide that it's something you really want, then that is super powerful. You're going to get rid of those FOMO feelings, and you're going to be able to use the same, I don't have that, missing out, as fuel for how can I get that in my life.
Also, just being confident in your decisions. I feel like I've been doing this a lot recently, where if I do choose to stay in, I thoroughly enjoy it. Whereas in the past, if I was choosing to stay in, even though I did want to stay in, like I didn't want to go out, I would still spend the whole evening being like anxious and like upset or regret, like half regretful, yeah, half not regretful for whatever reason. Because like, did I want to go out? No. Did I want to spend that energy? No. Did I want to be at home? Yes. But also I would feel bad because I was like, huh, I'm not doing anything. Yeah. Like I'm not hanging out with people. But being confident in that decision and like genuinely enjoying whatever I'm doing, whether it's like, oh, I'm going to spend a little extra time cooking, or you know what? At the end of the day, I work a lot and I love my work. And sometimes on a Friday night, I'm going to sit there and happily do work and maybe put like a show or music on in the background and like have the time of my life. No one else is going to be like, oh, that's so fun. Yeah. But genuinely, I am having so much fun.
Because if you keep yourself in that limbo in between of like, oh, I don't want to go out, but I'm just going to be anxious about it when I'm staying at home, then you don't get to enjoy either experience, and you're going to feel all the negative emotions regardless. So that's really not worth it for yourself.
I have the time of my life. Like, I'm going to scroll Pinterest. I'm going to make a meal. I'm going to go to sleep at 10:30. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. And I'm going to be so happy that I made that decision. I'm going to be so happy that my friends are hanging out and doing whatever they want to do and are having a fun time in that. And I'm at the same time going to be happy that I am perfectly content in what I'm doing in the moment.
Yeah. And I think a big way that you can build that is getting pretty clear with yourself on what your own values are and what your own goals are. Because then you see that as something that's actually fulfilling you and fueling you. And like you, if you have a bit more clarity about how you want to live your life, then you can have a bit more confidence in the way that you're living it when you're doing it. And you don't always feel like you're doing the wrong thing. You don't always feel like you're missing out on it.
When you have big goals in a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
And whether that is being super social, having the most fun I can have with my life, going out every weekend, or whether that is right now, I want to focus on just resting and getting to know myself a little better and healing from something or whatever phase of life you're in. If you can give yourself the clarity of like, this is what I want right now, then it's going to help you feel confident in whatever decision you're making. I think something else that can really help you minimize the fear of missing out is having genuine connections in your life. If you can really prioritize quality time with the people that matter most to you, and you can build relationships that feel like they really fill the box of relationships and friendships in your life, then you're not going to feel FOMO about what any other friend group or what any other people are doing, because you're fulfilled with the relationships that you have. Like, that really gets rid of the question altogether, right? Because at the end of the day, it's not about doing more or having more
so many people do
it's
things
about
for
the
show
genuine connections, and it's about how that actually feels, and you're going to be a lot less affected by the show of what other people are doing if you feel like your real life connections feel genuine and strong.
Retweet, and I'll say that till the day I die, period. Period.
Yeah.
Oh, let me show you what you're missing. Paradise. And now
we're gonna rapid fire these double take questions. Number one, how to not let FOMO distract you from your goals. Make choices and be strong and confident in the fact that you want to go for your goals, and that the things that other people aren't doing maybe don't support your goals. Make decisions that support your goals and do things that support your goals, and be so happy in that, because what a sick thing that you are putting effort towards achieving your goals.
True. I think you have to literally decide, I'm not going to let FOMO make me feel this way. Because at the end of the day, feelings threaten, or things threaten to make you feel some way, you can decide if they actually are going to have that power or not. So you say, nah, I'm actually focused on other things right now. Nah.
I love going out with friends, but hate morning afters and not getting good sleep, etc. The other night, I went to the pregame, and then at midnight, when everyone went out, I went home and went to sleep, and it was awesome, and it was the best of both worlds.
Few options there. Do what Catherine did that night. Maybe you can have a little bit of both. You can go for half of the event, and then you can go prioritize your own sleep. You can drink less or not drink at all if you don't like how that makes you feel the next day. You can also suggest starting earlier with friends. Like, you can suggest, hey, let's go to dinner and drinks and then go out after. And then if you want to dip before you go out after, you've had an awesome night on your own. Or maybe those are just the plans. Or maybe you suggest, hey, guys, instead of starting at 10 this weekend, like, let's meet up at 8 and hang out at 8.
How to deal with FOMO when you know it's not possible to do something but you want to. If it's not possible to do something, then where you're at right now or whatever is holding you back from being able to do the other thing, like, put all your energy and focus and attention into that and make that really good. Whether it's, oh, I'm stuck in a different place, or I'm have to work, or I got school tomorrow. Like, eat it up. Maybe you like do a whole relaxation thing. Maybe you put effort into like the people that are around you if you're not in the same place as the people you want to be around. Or just hang out with yourself and turn off the rest of turn off
turn
the world.
It off. Focus on the benefits and the goals surrounding whatever the thing is that is blocking you from doing the other things. Focus on the good of that versus the negative of what you think you're missing by not.
How do you deal with feeling like you haven't found your people, so you never have plans or friends or anything? We spent a long time with
so much
just like straight up not having friends, or because we had some really shitty friends and we didn't enjoy hanging out with them, and it just like wasn't beneficial for our well-being, or we, because of that, just like didn't hang out with anyone, and there were phases like that. It takes going through that to learn. Everyone experiences bad friends. Everyone is a bad friend. at some point in their life. Like, sorry, some people are worse than others, but like everyone has had moments where they're like, ooh, that wasn't my best work. Or they have phases of life where you're like, I just have shitty, shitty friends right now and it feels so bad. Yeah. So experiencing that and getting over it, like you will find friends and sort out who you're in a relationship with. And I know the person who asked this question is like, and first off, everyone listening is like 18 to 24. You know, most of you guys listening are in that age bracket. Everyone spends their entire life
navigating friendships.
Yeah. Everyone is navigating friendships at that time. Like the younger you are, the worse your friends are. Like at the end of the day, because you're learning and growing and like establishing yourself in who you want to be and who you want to be friends with. And the younger you are, the more pressure there is to be friends with like the popular people, you know, whereas like my friends are the most popular people in the world to me, you know, and your friends should be the most popular people in the world to you. Like that's sick. And we just now within the last year have this like really, really strong friend group. Of course, we've been friends with them for a few years now, but it takes time to build up trust and connections and like get to that point.
Yeah.
And that's ever growing, ever changing. Like you are constantly going to be meeting people and building those relationships and getting closer with people and finding the right people for you.
I'm thinking if you as the person writing this or anybody else is in a similar situation, if you know that the people you're spending time with, you're saying these are not the right friends for me, this is not a good friendship, don't keep yourself in that just for the sake of having somebody, because you're not going to be able to grow from it. It's going to hold you back. And you are much better off spending quality time, like productive quality time by yourself, than just being around other people who feel draining to you. And also look around in your life, because there are a lot of people in your life and a lot of people around you that maybe you have just been acquaintances with. Maybe you've always admired them or liked them, but because you've been hanging out with other people so much and you've been around this not so great group of people, you just haven't prioritized them. I think that happened with especially the group of girls that Catherine and I are great friends with now. I've known them since freshman year, but I've just always had other people who have prioritized, I guess, who I've prioritized friendships with and whose group I felt like I was in more. But a lot of people have kind of always been around in my life until I let the friendships kind of come into focus, and then they really grew.
I will say, don't go burning bridges. Don't go like screaming at people being like, we're not friends anymore. No, just be like, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, people always say like, oh, like leave that friendship, leave. And it's not always that deep. You know, sometimes you owe people an explanation. Sometimes a conversation is needed, but other times you can just like
float
off, trail off. It's really not that deep. And don't go making problems for yourself in that sense. Just do your thing. Last question. How do you stay motivated when you feel like you missed an opportunity? Everything works out. I'm not going to say everything happens for a reason, but like everything works out. It's really not that deep. Like your life is your life. You maybe you missed an opportunity. Now another one's going to come for a similar, if not better outcome later. Like just ride it out.
It's so frustrating because in this moment that is so prominent and you feel like whatever that missed opportunity was the end all be all, and you've ruined your life because of it. A million opportunities are going to come at you in your life. Likely something better is going to come for you. Like Catherine said, everything works out. And maybe this put you on a different trajectory in life and different path in life that is going to end up bringing something even better in the future.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you are following the podcast at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram, TikTok, adding Catherine Kinnean Instagram, TikTok, at Caroline Kinnean Instagram, TikTok. Merch link in the show notes. Leave a rating, 5 stars, if you love the show, if you like listening.
We appreciate it.
If you're listening on Spotify, you can also write us a little note or tell us what you liked about this episode. Mm-hmm. Maybe give a tip that you have for FOMO that really works for you. Thank you so much for listening and for being here hanging out with us every week. We will see you guys next Monday.
Bye. Bye.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.